CD 9.
Nanny raced up some stairs, a couple of vampires at her heels. The vampires were hampered because they hadn't got to grips with not being able to fly, but there was something else wrong with them as well.
Tea! One screamed. I must have tea!
Nanny pushed open the door to the battlements. They followed her and tripped over Igor's leg as he stepped out of the shadows. He raised two sharpened table legs.
How'd you like your steaks, boys?
He shouted excitedly as he struck.
You should have said you liked my spiders.
Nanny leaned against the wall to get her breath back.
Granny's somewhere here, she panted. Don't ask me how, but those two were craving a cup of tea, and I reckon only Esme could mess up someone's head like that.
The sounds of the door knocker boomed around the courtyard below. At the same time, the door at the other end of the battlements opened. Half a dozen vampires advanced.
They're acting very dumb, aren't they?
Said Nanny. Give me a couple more.